Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Before we get started, I want to shout out all of our Patreon supporters, all of you guys out there who are with us on this journey, who have decided to go to patreon.com/itsthereal and show how much you really believe in us.
Yeah,
in this platform.
We've been getting a bunch of people. We have 93 supporters. I said when we get to 100, I'm going to start sending out stickers.
Okay, so there's certain promises that we made before the coronavirus took a hold of the earth.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and, I mean, like, the stickers thing isn't going to happen for a little while.
Yeah, but we have to postpone that. The t-shirts, obviously, the chance to come over here and sit on our couch during an episode recording.
Not happening until we spray you down with Lysol.
But we do want to shout you guys out and thank you for rocking with us through this whole thing. We're going to develop this. We're going to evolve and get to a place where we can send rewards your way, things that make sense during these times and moving forward. And we just want to honestly say thank you very much to everybody who has been a part of this journey.
Yes.
And this journey continues, Jeff, today with a great episode. We have Rory from the Joe Budden Podcast.
We have Adjua Styles, who is, I was about to say David Styles, his wife.
Yo, 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 don't make it hot out here.
I'm not trying to give out his government, but Styles from The Locks.
Yes, his wife.
But Adjua has like a whole story of her own, and she's incredible.
And she got a new book called The Ethereal Hike. Go check that out on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we have super producer
Carter Got Wings. Carter Got Wings, who has been on our actual podcast before.
Yeah.
And he's produced for everybody from Wiz to Travis to
Jay-Z,
everybody.
Yeah. But also, we're going from New Jersey to Westchester to Dallas, so we're getting a full picture of what's going on today, Jeff. Let's call Rory. Again, not worth it if he doesn't pick up, like, on the first ring.
Yep.
Rory, what's happening?
What up?
Yo, Solomon, are we live?
How?
Hey, fuck it, then I won't curse.
Yo, so
I miss that Ray J segment, man.
Every time
I listen to that for motivation, like every other month.
Every time that I see you guys post new content, I'm concerned that you're all recording in the same room with like 15 other people off camera in Parks' place. Did you guys have any discussion as to like how this would proceed after basically New York City was shut down?
Well, see, Maul is the only health conscious and smart person when it comes to this shit. So yesterday, Maul was like, yo, y'all really want to record? And Joe was like, yeah, of course. So he's trying to social distance himself. He kind of put his chair closer to the door on yesterday's episode.
I liked hearing him tell Joe not to touch him.
Yes, yeah. Yesterday we had a no-touching policy as far as roughhousing went during the podcast. But I don't know, man. We're going from clean cars to hopefully a clean crib. I don't know what Savon and Scream Man do in their personal lives. That's like kind of really my only worry. I know Maul, Joe, and Parks are Roni free at the moment. So.
Is it possible?
Are you checking people's temperatures?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah. Is it possible for you guys to like record in masks with like the shield over your face and like long gloves?
I don't think you need any of that. I think that all you need is to wear like Joe Budden style hats, which are like just, 6 feet diameter.
This could be. Remember when all the labels used to make all the little marketing towels and all that shit?
Oh yeah,
pass those out.
Yeah,
you could make some podcast masks and gloves.
Hey man, great time for merch right now.
Yeah, and give back to the community.
Yeah, $2 trillion.
That's right. Yeah. Are you taking every day? One day at a time, or are you able to sort of like just like deal with things?
This past 2 weeks haven't been too bad for me. I'm worried about this next month. Like I can do 2 weeks in the crib and still be productive and do some shit, but I can't tell a lie. I'm a little worried how I'm gonna handle this next month. So luckily got Emotional Oranges shit going on, working on volume 3, and we can do that remotely. I'm working on some shit, so we're trying to stay creative and take it a day at a time.
How early did you get a heads up that Emotional Oranges and the whole Coachella thing was not going to happen out there?
Pretty far in advance. I had known that it was definitely not happening, which then kind of spiraled into all the other festivals that had to either do with Palooza or a podcast thing. So, yeah, we kind of got that information pretty early, but we were obviously going to let them tell it on their own. You know, I didn't want to run out and be on the podcast saying, yo, Coachella's canceled.
Yeah, but like when you get that news, like when you get those phone calls, does that make you then go out and start like buying soup and like a bunch of canned food? Like, were you ready to like dive into the bunker?
No, because it was still kind of at that point undetermined what it was. It was just large groups of people that was terrifying to them. So, no, we didn't run and say, all right, let's get ready for the apocalypse. But it was certainly concerning once Coachella was like, yeah, sorry, we're not doing this, because obviously you know how much revenue Coachella brings in. Like, moving that is, you know, like moving the fucking Olympics.
Well, speaking of large groups of people, you had an event like right when Eric and I were already just like laying low. You had an event that was huge. There were maybe like 12 people there.
Yes.
Did you consider canceling your event?
So what this was, for anyone who is not aware, Rory had a Rory had like a friends and family live podcast interview where he was being interviewed about his life. This was downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And
I mean, everybody knows about it. There was 12 people.
That's right.
Huge.
Yeah. So we
was Corona for, yeah, Corona had just kind of started,
yeah,
dwindling at that point, as far as going inside. Yeah, I guess that was right around that time.
Yeah,
but even then we had known Coachella was canceled, and I had known, so maybe that was really irresponsible of me. Now that I think about it in retrospect,
Rory, you say that Maul is the most
health conscious
person, maybe the most.
Yeah, man, he's a vegan. He wipes his hands every 5 minutes. Like, he doesn't have any fun in life.
Well, but do you think he's less crazy now?
That's what we were joking about yesterday. That maybe Maul has been preparing us for Corona this entire time.
Maybe this is all Maul's idea. Yeah.
It could be. This could be a Rockefeller quote to come back.
So your whole guy's recording process is that you all go over to Parks. Joe told us that he shows up like regularly super early over there. Is it still the same like schedule for you guys, where like Joe's gonna chill for a while, or like Parks is opening up his crib to like everyone just to hang out afterwards, or are you guys just like really going there, recording your shit, and then like getting back home?
Well, how it used to go was we would record around 6:30 on Tuesdays and Fridays. And Joe would get there at like 1 p.m. And then he would berate everyone for showing up later than him.
Yeah.
And wonder if we were taking this thing seriously when we would show up an hour before 6:30. But now I live close to Joe, so I ride with him in his sanitized car.
Yeah.
We're recording that at 1 p.m. We're trying not to take a lot of breaks, trying to, you know, sometimes it takes us 7 hours to record that podcast.
Sure.
You know, because everyone chain smokes cigarettes and we eat horribly, so, you know, we've been trying to be quicker with these episodes, but still give the same mass amount of time that we usually do.
Wait, you don't smoke cigarettes, so when you get home, are you just, like, dousing yourself in a ton of, like, cologne, or, like, what is your...
I foresee, if God willing, if I live, you know, into my 70s and 80s, I'm going to be the poster child for secondhand smoke.
Oh, my God.
Or congratulations.
Poster senior.
Yeah.
Yes, I smoke a pack a day, involuntarily.
Yeah.
between Parks and Joe.
Yeah. So you used to be a runner.
I used to smoke Black & Milds while I was a runner.
Did you really?
Jesus Christ.
What?
So I've been preparing for
that
this.
Seems backwards.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, you know, gotta live a little, man.
Or whatever. I mean, I just. That might be the most like shocking thing I've ever heard.
So does that mean that these days your gym routine has to be just like sort of gone left? But is there any way for you to keep up a healthy lifestyle while you're cooped up?
Yeah, I found I was just talking about on the episode that came out today. I found a bunch of great YouTube videos that do like living room workouts and shit like that. So I've been able to still maintain something and not be a fat fuck.
But yeah, we've started doing yoga here. We clear out the living room and just like, you know, it's us and the TV. We turn off all the lights and just do yoga. And soon, I imagine, you know, workouts in the living room.
Yeah, I just like imagine me like all yoked up. That's how I'm coming out of this thing.
No, you got to treat this shit like prison.
Yeah, exactly.
Eat a lot of protein, a lot of push-ups.
I'm going to beat up Eric just so that like to you know, show who's dominant.
Set the tone.
Here.
Yeah.
I've been meaning to ask all my friends, if I come out of this thing with a man bun, will you guys still speak to me?
Yes.
Well, oh, yeah, for sure.
That
also, actually,
you want to know what? That's the only way I'm going to speak to you now that you bring it up.
Well, Jeff was saying the other day on Twitter that...
Right, I don't want to get tagged in any push-up challenges. I just want to grow a ponytail. That's like what I'm working on.
Yeah, the hippie shoe.
Yeah.
I've been tagged in every challenge that there's been in, and I don't understand why people are not seeing the reciprocity in this, that I'm not going to do any of your challenges.
Well, Rory...
I saw the dance move challenge where you take a picture in mid-dance move that I got added in.
No.
What?
No.
Who are your friends?
Yeah. Listen, it's a long story.
Do you feel any blame, Rory, for making the term Rona or Roni a popular thing?
Listen, man, I wanted to be humble, and, you know, I didn't... You brought it up.
That's right.
But yeah, man, they got to give me my credit. You know, well, I godfathered this Roni shit.
Yeah, but is it wrong I hate it.
I hate it so much. I hate any cutesy name for this stupid
Rory
shit.
Rory needs to be canceled.
Yeah, I'm done with this. The only way you're coming back is if you bring out a man bun.
It's coming. It'll be the Roni man bun.
So a lot of people have seen you. You keep your hair generally like close cropped. Your beard is close cropped. Does that mean that you have clippers at home?
I do. This is an ad for Bevel.
Okay. Oh, here we go.
You can use code JTP. No, I actually do use a Bevel razor. And prior to, I do want to get this out now that I'm on a different platform. For all the people doing fan art and things of that nature, I love that you guys are doing it. I'm humbled. It's amazing. But I am not bald. I have a pretty good hairline, too. The lighting in there makes it appear that I am bald. I am not bald.
Wait, why can't you bring this up on your podcast?
You know, it's taboo.
Yeah.
Because you'd be looking at me looking bald while saying.
Wait, and also, Joe is not bald.
No, he is. I mean, he's by choice.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the longest that your hair has been?
Not that long. Maybe like an inch or two, but that was when I was really young. So, I've always kept it really low. This will be the first experiment.
As a dog,
and I'm gonna cut my beard. I'm gonna look like fucking Castaway.
as a dog owner, clearly there's things that you need to take into consideration: dog food, dog walking, dog whatever.
Grooming.
Does that fall on you? Are you splitting it 50-50 with Sam? How does the dog parenting work out?
Baisley is ecstatic. Everyone is always home. No one is leaving her. She gets all the attention. And we walk her a lot. I mean, we live in a complex where you can social distance and walk your dogs in a safe manner.
Are there a lot of dogs there?
Shit ton of dogs.
Too many?
And they all see each other, and we have to forcefully pull them away because I don't trust anyone in my building.
Yeah. And wait, just generally you don't trust anyone at all?
Yeah, just in general. And I've been like meeting my neighbors more because everyone's inside. So like when I take trash out or go get packages or anything, like I'm starting to meet people, and I don't know, man. I don't think I'm a neighbor guy.
Wait, do any of them know you from the podcast?
No.
My whole thank God.
They did. Yeah, it's a lot of older people here, which I love. But that's going to change in the summer if we're allowed outside and we turn my apartment into Della's old rooftop.
Do any of your neighbors follow Baisley on Instagram?
That's a good question. I don't think my neighbors have Instagram. I'm telling you, it's a lot of old Asian people in this part of Jersey City.
You know, we went to...
Which isn't our prime demographic for the bad.
We went like years ago to meet up with Wale. He was doing a music video shoot up on Dykeman. And we went up there. And a bunch of people came through. Yo Gotti, Mano. I forget who else was there. Chinks Drugs. And
it sounds like a really aggressive video shoot.
Yeah, and then we were there.
We were standing outside, and we happened to be We happened to be next to a guy who was like, "Hey, are you guys here for the shoot?" And we're like, "Yeah, we're here just to, you know, hang out and see our friends and all that." And the guy was like, "Oh, well, meet my dog," and his dog's name
was Waka Flocka Flame.
Yeah, it was like Waka Flocka Flame the dog or something, right?
Yeah,
and he's like, And we're like, oh, I, you know, whatever, nice to meet you. And the guy's like, yeah, he's been in all these music videos, this, that, and the other thing. And when we left him, we looked him up on Instagram.
And we were so pissed that this guy's dog had more followers than us. And we were just like, fuck.
Like
does
way more.
Does he wear sneakers and a Yankee hat?
No, this was...
Yeah. That dog is in the streets.
But, oh, for real. But do you find yourself... and I don't want to, again, say that you're, like, behind your dog's Instagram. But
which you are.
But let's just say you are.
Yeah.
Do you find that there's competition between fellow dog owners as to whose dog is more popular or more creative when it comes to Instagram?
No. The annoyance of the dog Instagram thing is when other dog owners or my friends that own dogs also have dog Instagrams and say, can they follow each other? Yeah. Like, why doesn't Basley follow my dog Instagram?
See, I would be more annoyed when
it's very specific and they ruin the bit if I started following a bunch of random dog and dog owners.
I don't like it when people
basically follow Snoop, Bow Wow, Crazy Bone.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Bone, yeah, that's smart.
Randy Jackson,
and none of those people have that's funny, Randy Jackson, none of them have asked to be followed, right? It wasn't follow for follow.
No, Michael Vick did not ask.
Jesus.
which might be a good thing.
That's really good.
I think that Rory's caption for Baisley's first post was incredible, which was just, I like wind.
So I got killed for that, but they just weren't on the introspectual level that I was trying to give, because Baisley does, in fact, love wind.
Just being honest.
One of her things and her hobbies.
Wait, killed by who? By like followers or by Sam?
Yes. Everybody. Yeah. Everyone in my life. Wait. Followers included.
Rory, do you have any negative feelings towards any parents who make accounts for their kids who cannot yet speak English?
I hate that. I hate it when parents and or dog owners assume the voice of
I agree with you guys. Yeah, that's Sam. Anytime I'm just gonna worry about her. Anytime she does, like, Baisley's coming from that point
you just
of view, it's
threw her under the bus.
Anytime you see like Lloyd Banks lyrics as the caption,
that's you. Okay, got it.
But like, you're not saying like, it's really my mom said this or whatever.
It's odd. Listen, I'll keep it a buck with you guys. I started that account because Julian, who runs all our Palooza socials, told me there's mad money.
Like, I knew it.
I didn't do this because I thought, like, oh my god, everyone's gonna love Vincent Baisley. No, like, I heard you can make money.
Rory was like,
shout out to Julian.
Rory was like, one day there's gonna be like a pandemic that forces us all inside, and I have to think creatively in a different way.
Yeah.
How can I make some money through other ways?
No, I gotta diversify the portfolio.
Yeah. So,
trying to learn a new language, exploit my dog.
Yeah, wait. What is the weirdest way that you've used your time while inside?
That's a good question.
Learning a new language?
Yeah.
This feels a little intrusive. Whatever weird things I've tried, I'm not saying them live.
What?
Listen, man, we're doing yoga over here. You haven't done things like break out a hoverboard, have you?
Oh, we were about to.
No. I mean, it's crazy that those things are illegal in New York, but going outside right now is not illegal.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So do you find yourself attached to the news cycle right now? Are you, like, heavy on Twitter looking for, like, the trending topics? Do you, like, every time you see someone's name, think that they automatically have gotten it?
Yeah, I saw Fran Drescher was trending, and I was like, oh, she definitely has coronavirus.
Yes,
and
anytime I've seen a celebrity. At first, when I first saw the D-Nice thing, I was like, shit, D-Nice had it.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, thank God.
Yeah.
He's just DJing for him.
But then on the other hand, Slim Thug, unfortunately, got it. And it's like...
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So,
yeah,
are you...
People have to be careful.
We have,
I saw Webstar, my guy, so this morning got it.
Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, he called into the Breakfast Club too. Talk about it,
man. Are you like watching CNN 24/7? Are you like in it like that?
Yeah, and I do both. I do the CNN, and I watch Fox News just to like, all right, I got to see what these people are thinking.
I mean,
we got to get ahead of this.
I think thinking is a loose term.
Well, I always go into
let's see what these people are gonna say.
I always go into conservative Twitter. Like, and read all the comments anytime I see, like, anything.
I can't do that to myself.
And it's, It's like a completely different worldview. Yeah. It's just like a completely different set of facts. It's just I don't know.
Yeah.
It starts out funny. It starts out really funny. It's like, wow, people really think this. And then you keep scrolling and then it gets really terrifying.
Yeah.
And then you get really concerned.
Yeah. It's weird and scary and overwhelming to think that there's a lot of people out there who agree with this idea of let's get back to work and let's get outside and let's be in large numbers again and let's get everything, quote unquote, back to normal, when scientists and medical professionals and doctors are just like, this is not even like the peak yet.
Yeah, we're still a couple weeks out.
And if you really want the economy to crash, yeah, let everyone go back outside and touch each other.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, see everybody up like, at Dykeman.
The economy will come back for a week.
For sure. Well, listen, Rory, please be safe out there. Take all the regular precautions, especially when you jump into a car with Joe. Be safe. We love you. Love to you and Sam and Baisley. And we'll be checking in on you.
And your older Asian neighbors.
That's right.
Yes, them as well. And tell Dan I said hello, and I hope he's doing safe through this epidemic.
We'll do for sure.
He is. I mean, we haven't seen him in, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
We'll check in with him, though. All right, Rory.
Well, yeah, once this passes, I'll come back up there for another real proper episode.
Looking forward to it.
Let's get it.
All right,
take care. All right, now, Jeff.
He didn't think that my esketit was funny.
Well, I did. Does that count?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I just don't want people out there, like all these like Joe Budden fans, to be like, oh, he said esketit.
and then got no response?
And nothing.
All right, now we're going to go up to Westchester and check in with Adjua Styles.
I like that you make it seem like we're going somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
We're taking a little trip
up to Westchester, up the Hutch.
That's right.
Up 287.
And check
in. Take that cross Bronx.
Adjua! Yeah. What up?
Thanks for saving me.
Oh, my God. Saving you from who? Your husband?
The household, period. The household? Yeah. Yep.
Wait, okay. So you have this reality television show in which you're stuck in a house with, among other people, your husband. Do you feel... And now, mind you, right now you're not living with CeeLo and his wife and like other people.
Right, but I need them.
Do you feel that any of that experience set you up for what you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis right now?
You know what? That's such a great question. And to be honest with you, it's a totally different experience, because being alone with your partner and having other castmates or other people to lean on, or, you know, to have, that's different versus what I'm in. Like, this is a different experience. Like, this isn't by choice. This is forced. This is different. So, no, this is a totally different experience. Totally different. Different.
And you guys have been together for a long time, so you know who he is in his heart, in his, like, daily routines.
Yeah.
What has changed now that you guys...
Well, the thing is we've literally... Our relationship has maintained as long as it's been due to us knowing when we need space.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we can't kind of get that now, and like literally like the communal spaces in the buildings are shut off, and the building is shut off.
Wow.
So we can't go to the gyms, we can't go to the lounge, we can't do anything. And it's like, which is interesting because we're really getting to see what the fuck we're made of, you know, being stuck with each other. But I mean, we're working through it, obviously, but it's definitely a challenge because I don't know. I just never considered us to have to be forced. It's different when you're forced to be with your partner.
Oh, yeah.
Like, as long as we've been together, it's never been forced. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the most forced time we've ever had.
What is the behavior or TV show that Styles is into or exhibits that you're just like, I'm done with this?
Okay, well, that's funny because the good thing is sports is shut down. Because if sports were still running, then we definitely have a big problem. He's pretty much watched everything, and we watch a lot of series together. He's like glued to CNN, which I'm over it. So he, like, that's his thing. And we're looking forward to the new season of Ozark. So that's
that comes out Friday.
Yeah.
But then that's so only going to last until Saturday.
Like, exactly. And I'm like, I asked him, I said, can we like space it out? I said, can we like watch an episode a day? And he's like, no, we're not doing that. He wants to binge watch it in one shot. And I'm like,
oh no, like, well, you have to ration it out. Yeah. Like the same way that, so Eric and I, we bought an
Nintendo,
NES,
yeah,
and we're only allowed to play for like an hour per day because you otherwise it's like drugs.
Yeah, exactly. But the good thing is, it's like at least it's something to look forward to. Like right now, I have nothing to look forward to. Like absolutely nothing. I've watched everything. I'm over my show. Like I don't want to keep watching myself.
What was the last thing that you watched and enjoyed?
Huh?
What was the last thing you watched and enjoyed?
Last thing I watched.
Or has it been that long that you just like?
No. I like the Miles Davis. I like the Miles Davis special, and I watched that like maybe 2 nights ago.
Mm.
So that was good.
So if Styles is watching CNN all the time, I know that personally I had to take a step back because it was having like an adverse effect on my on my body. Like I can't see Trump's face because it makes me feel sick, right? And so have you like gotten in your car to get away from it? How have you like
I haven't. What I do is this is the thing. If he's focused, that means I can get some shit done. Mm-hmm. That means I can do some other things. So while whatever is taking his attention, I'm actually trying to do some other things. Mm. So whether it's work or housework or returning emails or just being able to do some little shit that I can actually focus on without him, because it's hard for me to be in a room by myself.
Yeah.
It's like he'll follow me. So, like, if I'm alone, it's like, well, what are you doing? Like, he can't be alone.
He wants to have some fun.
Yeah, he just is, like, antsy. So it's like, you know, so I'm like, oh, whatever I can do, like, while he's focused, I'll do it.
So we've known you for maybe, like, 2 years now at this point, mm-hmm. and we really got to know you by reading your book, The Ethereal Hike. And there are things in that book from your life that we never, ever, ever thought in knowing you in person, right?
Right.
Growing up boosting.
Right.
There were car accidents. There were fires. There were like, there was real life shit.
Yeah. But more stuff that I didn't add.
Oh my God. Right. But one of the things in there that I think is really pertinent to the times we live in right now is that you really found health and eating right early, and you've continued that before it became cool. And I think there's a lot of people who know about the juice bar. There's a lot of people who know through your Instagram stories, like what you're cooking, how you're taking care of yourself. But in these times, and I think people might have seen it like earlier this week when Styles was in the headlines because he, you know, tweeted about his experience in January.
Right.
With what he believes
was our experience.
Is that right? Also, both of you.
Yeah.
So what was your experience in January, and how did you bounce back thanks to what you've eaten and what you have not eaten?
Okay. So let me just give you a little history. First off, my dad was a Rasta, and I grew up in an idol household, which is an idol lifestyle. If you're familiar with it, then you know what it is. If you're not, then it's okay. So that was pretty much until I moved out on my own, which is what, 20?
Mm-hmm.
So I've pretty much lived that way. I've had all that influence under my belt. Like I have all that knowledge and everything. So when I moved out, of course, I dibbled and dabbled and did all the American and the diet. And I didn't get sick or whatever, but it just wasn't wasn't serving me.
Yeah.
So I just went back. I would always, you know, refer back to my natural ways for any ailments or anything. And then when I had kids, I really turned it on. So I really, that was just really, that lifestyle was pretty much the way it was. And then I would just, like, extra things like fast food and snacks and things would be like extra, or like side things I would add. But for the most part, that was our diet and that was our lifestyle. So what happened in January is, it's odd because up until, like, if this whole thing didn't come out, I would never be able to just reflect on it in terms of exactly how deep and what it was, because we kind of just keep it moving. You know, it's like when something happens, we pull out our stuff and we just use them, and then we, you know, it works and we just, you know, keep it moving.
Yeah.
We dust ourselves off and we keep it moving. So in January, my book had just come out. And Styles had gotten sick I remember it was the first week of January, and Styles had gotten sick. He came back, maybe walking the dog or something, and he came back and he said he was feeling a little funny. And I was like, okay, well, you know, start to take stuff or whatever. And within 24 hours, I got sick. And I was like, and that's not odd because that's happened before. Mm-hmm, like, yeah. That's happened with little things. But the course of how fast from, like, inception, it was ridiculous. Like, within maybe, like, 6 hours, within the hour, it just kept –
getting worse.
It kept changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kept getting worse and kept intensifying. So now I'm like, okay, this is different. This is probably what they refer to when they say flu season.
Mm,
because
yeah.
I don't typically get sick for flu. I have never been sick from flu in like over 10 years.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, maybe it's just this year or whatever. There's something funky going on this just year. So let me try to build my immune system. So, you know, we both were sick. My son wasn't here. He was in Binghamton. I would say Styles and I were sick for about 4 days alone, and then my son came in, and within 24 hours he got sick.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, whatever this is, it's serious, because he's grown. I don't think he even hugged me at the time. So he like pretty much had been in isolation by himself. So whatever it was, it was in the air, or he touched the door or whatever on the handles or whatever, and he had gotten sick. So same symptoms. It was a bad cough. It was a really, really, really bad cough. I felt as though I had a pool of mucus in my chest, or like I smoked cigars or like really like cigarettes. It was ridiculous.
Jesus.
Like it was a really, really bad cough. I would say I lost about 10 pounds.
Holy shit.
I was bedridden. It was really bad. And I just looked at it like I hadn't gotten sick in 10 years or so. So maybe this is just like a really
catching
bad
up.
Case for
yeah,
me.
This is like yeah. a,
exactly.
a reset.
So I looked at it like that. But then when the news broke, I started to say, wait a minute. No, actually, when I went to the health food store amidst being sick, he said like there were a lot of people sick at the time. So I was like, okay, clearly something's going on. So I amped up all of my my supplements and stuff. And I'll tell you what those things were. And then I saw the news broke. And then I was like, oh, I wonder if this is what I had.
Man.
Like, if this is what we had. And then they started to talk about the symptoms in more depth. And I was like, this had to have been it. Like, because it was super duper contagious.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what it was. But what we did was due to, you know, Pharmacy for Life and Juices for Life, we just immediately started juicing. I upped the ginger, the zinc intake. I started taking CMOS pills, and I started to really take a lot of black seed oil.
Mm.
There's a really good shot dosage of elderberry. That was amazing, and I would take that with a couple of drops of oregano oil. And I promise you, within the minute I started taking that, within like 44 hours, the cough started to subside. It was just amazing.
Wow.
So, I mean, I know what to take, you know, for myself. And what works for me, you know? So,
well, I mean, they do say that once you've gotten it and you've recovered, that you're like, you're good. And so, you know, do you feel that you could go outside? Like, are you fearful of getting the coronavirus, or is
thing? Yeah, this is the thing. I'm totally not in fear of getting sick or worried about getting sick. Because of this thing and how serious it was on my body after reflecting back on the thing, I don't know if it's completely gone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's the way I feel. Like, I feel amazing. I know I'm good, but I just know medically how viruses work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, I mean, I could be fine. I don't want to possibly make anybody else sick thinking I am.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
right.
It's just like a regular flu. Like, let's just say, like, okay, like I would say my flu completely left the beginning of February,
mm-hmm.
middle of February. So that's pretty much a long time, you know, for to have something, you know, and as serious as it was. So I don't know what's lingering. Just because my symptoms aren't here, it doesn't mean that I'm 1,000% healthy. So with that,
or that there's like a second strain out there or anything else. Like, I mean, like there's a lot of confusion.
Yeah, exactly. So with that being said, knowing that I already gotten sick, it's kind of like I feel like I'm a little vulnerable, you know. So even in terms of the same strain per se, maybe a new strain or whatever the fuck else is going on. Like, it's like I've already been, you know, susceptible to whatever was out there the first time. So now it's just like I'm into really building up my immune system. And then let's just say, like, when the weather gets warmer, I'll probably dibble and dabble a little more.
So that's,
but right now I'm still a little, I don't know, I'm not worried about getting sick per se, but just trying to stay healthy.
Sure. You know? And that's your physical side. How's your mental? Yeah. How do you escape? How do you, like, get your mind off of things and stay, like, focused day to day?
That's easy for me. As long as he can stay focused, I'm good. Like, he drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So as long as, like, he's like a child. He's a big child. So for me, that's easy. Like, I can write. I can read. I can FaceTime. I can watch things.
You're sleeping well at night?
I do because I smoke a lot of weed. Mm-hmm. So that works.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, I can always clean my closet. There's always things for me to do. Like, always things for me to do to occupy myself.
Can That's you somehow difficult. Trick Styles outside and then lock the door?
He's so difficult. You know what the thing is? He's really needy. And he'll never tell anybody that because he likes to seem so super strong and independent. But sure. He's really needy. Like, he'll, like, you know, how do I do this? I can't figure this out. Oh, what are we watching here? Like, he just is like that. So I honestly feel bad for him. So I can't let him suffer for too long. You know, it's like he tries to put up a front and he acts extra tough, but it's like he's really ends up hurting himself. And yeah. I'm like, no, I'm not good. I can't watch you hurt yourself. So that I can't do.
Shout out to Noah. You have Noah at home too.
Amazing.
Yeah. How is he doing?
He's annoying because he's an introvert naturally. Right. So he's like, I went on, you know, yesterday it was like, what? 12 hours passed by. I was like, yo, what's up? Like, hello, what's going on? He's like, oh, you know, I'm good. He has all sorts of projects going on. He's doing experiments out the ass. He's going back and forth to the trail to get things. I don't know what he's doing, but he's fine. Like, well,
that's good. That's good.
And Madonna's not doing too well, though.
Oh, your dog.
Yeah, she's not doing too well.
Why?
Why? Because the weather's breaking, so she knows it's warmer, and she wants to go out more.
Mm.
And we can't. We can't go out that much. Yeah. And it's odd, you know, over here, the people don't go inside. There's a lot of people outside.
Really?
People are outside?
Yeah, they're all on the trail, like in close proximities, and I don't know what they're doing.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say you guys could go out on the trail, but apparently
there's people there, no.
Yeah, exactly. So, no.
So, where have you gone to shop that has been like, do you have places that are not heavily foot trafficked? Like,
yes.
Oh, good.
Yes. We have good, which is great. We have a Whole Foods, but that's totally got was congested at one point, and now due to the social distancing, it's like the lines are ridiculous.
Yeah.
So there's another mom and pop health food store, which it's great because no one knows about it too well, and they have great organic produce, and they have a great health supplement vitamin section. So, and they keep things replenished well, so they're great.
That's awesome.
And they know us, yeah, so we can get in and out of there.
Yesterday we had our friend Kaz on the podcast, and Kaz is somebody who he's a sports writer, he's a music writer, very long time friend of ours, but he has his one take that he says that Madonna has no slaps.
Oh, the singer.
Yeah, the singer Madonna has no slaps.
Oh, okay.
And so my question to you is, I'm guessing that Madonna the dog was named after Madonna the singer.
Yep.
And you are a fan of Madonna. Yes. What would you say if someone said that Madonna has no slaps?
Well, I love Madonna.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she I love Madonna. And just to make it clear, it was a pair. Prince is the other dog, and my mom has the other dog. So there's Prince and Madonna.
Yes.
So that's like, we're like 80s. We love the 80s.
Yep. Yep.
But yeah, no, I love Madonna. I don't know. Like, I don't know. I can't really say. She's an OG, so I can't really say anything about her.
Yeah, would you cancel that friendship? Because, like, I think we're sort of, like, trending towards that. We're like, hey, maybe we should stop talking to him, you know?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay, good.
Also, we had Jadakiss on to promote his new album, Ignatius.
Uh-huh.
And Jada was talking about dentistry, and he said that his dentist, is this right, is your cousin?
That's
awesome.
That is my cousin, my first cousin. He is amazing. He's super talented. I'm so grateful because, like, he's, like, stellar. And, you know, I'm just so grateful. You know, I get everything on the house. So I'm amazing.
That's really good. Yeah,
he's phenomenal. He was fresh out of school, out of NYU. So he's, you know, he's amazing.
That's super dope.
Yeah. What other connections within like the Locks universe are family connections?
Family connections. Let's see. We have attorneys. We have real estate agents. We have doctors.
Oh, this is a good mix.
Yeah, we have just about everything because, you know, Kiss's dad is an accountant.
Mm-hmm.
Style's mom is the she works with like the youth in group homes.
Right.
As old as she is. My mom is a doctor. My dad's an engineer.
Yep.
Let's see. I mean, there's a lot like Sheik's wife is a nurse, but then she's like a high end nurse.
Yep.
I don't know. There's a lot.
By the way, I think Sheik, last time I saw him, was like still in the studio. We need to get on the phone with him and tell him to stay his ass home.
Like, yeah, well, he was trying to invite us out to a dinner the night that we were just like...
No, but this guy too. Like, he was going out every day for like 2 and 3 hours. And I'm like, okay. And then when he came by the door, I would Lysol him.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
take
yeah.
all his stuff off. Yeah. And he's like, well, I'm fine. I'm like, no, you're not. You've been outside and I don't know who you're talking to and where you've been. And you keep... doing this
nuts.
So he's finally stayed in, but now it's starting to drive him crazy.
Well, the night that we were all going to go out to this Locks dinner, because she called us up at 2 o'clock and he was just like, yo, like we're doing
yeah, let's
this
go
Locks
up to Red
thing.
Rooster and yeah
and so
yeah I got the invite late too, so don't feel bad.
No, but Styles was just like, I'm not going to that thing. And she said, wait, but you like set this whole thing up and Styles was saying that this is before the coronavirus had set in, so like there was just
yeah,
a lot of
no,
like infighting on our text
you,
chain.
Wasn't that like the beginning of March?
It was 2 weeks ago on
yeah,
a Friday.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago, yeah.
Okay, no, I if I'm not mistaken, like I totally felt better the end of February, but I felt funky that night.
Really?
And that's why I said I definitely wasn't coming to that crowd. I said that's like a damn Petri dish with all those people there.
Yo,
so I wasn't going to do that. So yeah.
What you're saying in general is trust your body, listen to your body.
Yes.
Go to Pharmacy for Life. Go to Juices
yes.
for Life.
Yep.
Yes.
If you have a partner, Lysol them down
that's
every
right.
time they come back
yes.
in.
Yo.
Yes, because the truth is this. Like, and this literally happens to me. Like, I can feel amazing, okay? And then I'll go outside, and I guess I'm exposed to someplace where there's high bacteria or a lot of bacteria or whatever it is, and now something's just in my system. And within, like, a half an hour after exposure, I can start coughing.
Wow.
Like a light cough, not a bad cough, but just a light, like, or I could feel like something nasally and just from being exposed to it. So that's how I know, like I could be totally anal. I could be annoying within myself because I am like almost a hypochondriac a little bit, but mm-hmm. whatever. I'd rather be on target than off.
Yeah.
You know, like I kind of always know how my body responds to things or how it's going to respond to things just from paying attention. So definitely. Even a headache, because a headache is not always casual.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, listen, all love to you, Adjua, to Styles, to Noah.
Yeah.
Be safe up
Thank
there.
You.
Take care of yourselves. And
I had a mouthful.
What's that? No. And keep everybody sane in that household.
Yes.
You know, that's the
yes.
biggest job. And
yeah, no, that's a huge guess. Yeah, seriously.
It is.
Goal.
But listen, Adjua, we'll be checking in with you. We look
yes.
forward to seeing you in person, hopefully
okay.
on the other side of this. And we'll talk to you soon. All right.
Absolutely. Appreciate and love, guys. Thanks
love.
So much.
Take
love
care.
You.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Shout out to Adjua. And now, Jeff, let's go down to Dallas, Texas.
I hope he's down there.
I think he's down there. But we'll find out. Cardo got wings.
Cardo's been saying that he's so bored.
The super producer. We're going to try him one more time.
Hey, man. You have reached the voicemail of Ice Water Smith. Yes, it is him. $400.
Cardo!
What up, dog?
Yo, wait. We just got sent to your voicemail, and your voicemail is incredible.
Come on, man. You know me. Come on. You don't know me. Come on, man. What is it?
Yo, hold on. Wait. Cardo, where are you right now? Are you down in Dallas?
I'm in Dallas, Texas, man.
What is going on down in Dallas?
Man, it's about to be the new season of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, yeah.
They just shut everything down out here, so you know we got a curfew now. So I feel like a little kid again. So,
but you've been staying home anyway. Like you've been
yeah.
like, in the house.
I've been quarantined, so it's like I've been quarantined for the last 2-3 years type.
How are you staying sane these days?
Man, just keep my ass in the house, man. I ain't got no business being out there. Amazon Prime is like my best friend.
Yeah.
I see what I want on there and deliver within today or tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? So I can't be possibly mad at that, you know.
Well, what are you buying on Amazon Prime? Are you getting like toys? Or are you getting supplies?
Man, I'm getting supplies, you know. I bought an exercise bike because I'm like, man, I need to get, you know, I need to work out somewhere. I got to keep the blood pumping, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Do you get like a stationary bike, or are you getting like a Peloton where someone like yells at you
through a screen,
through a video screen?
Yeah, hell yeah, that one. I got the one that you put on the wall too. I had to order that one.
Oh, shit.
The mirror.
Yeah. Where you can work out with it.
I just wanted to see what it was about. You know,
Carter's doing pretty well. Spying like six different bikes.
I'm trying to live my life like it's going like Jill Scott at you, man.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
So, are you able to get work done in these circumstances? Like, or are you just like, are you just like eyes just like locked on the CNN screen?
Man, no, I stay far away. That's the thing. I got to stay away from like the social media and all that, because that's just, most of it is either fear-monger bullshit or some other shit, some propaganda, or the orange guy just yelling out a bunch of just shit he does not have a clue about.
Right.
That agitates your spirit and your energy for the day.
I was just saying that. Absolutely.
So it's best you avoid that and just, you know, I've been just avoiding that and just staying clear out the way and just trying to keep an open mind with things and, you know, stay focused and try to be more creative and innovative with what I'm trying to do and pursue.
How has it been having your kids around at all times?
Oh, my God, man, listen. It was my daughter's birthday. My daughter just turned 10. So,
oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, so.
Double digits.
Double digits. You know what I'm saying? She's a diamond. You know, she's a diamond now. She's diamond year.
Yeah.
So she had her birthday just 2 weeks ago. And right, like, her birthday party went from being, okay, it's a birthday party to, hey, they extended your spring break. Like, she was in the La Vida Loca. And my son, he's on a different type of time right now. He's on Fortnite. He's a gamer, but he wants to do other stuff besides homework. And I'll be like, hey, we got to do homework, man. So not only I got to be a father, I got to be a teacher too. So,
yeah.
How many of the Fortnite dances can you personally do?
You said what?
How many of the Fortnite dances can you personally do?
I could do like a good 10 of them.
Oh, shit.
A good 10? How many are there?
Yo.
It's got to be like over 100. My daughter, however, she has a TikTok and she doesn't want to make a TikTok video with me because I don't know why, but...
Is it because you're 4'11"? Maybe you're too short?
Yeah, that's probably what it is. It's because I'm 4'11". My daughter's damn near taller than me, so she's probably looking down at me like, dang, I think you're like my little brother.
Wait, how do you bring it up with her? Are you just like, hey, so, you know, I know you're on TikTok and I'm around.
Do the shoot dance.
Yeah, do you want to do a video?
I'm like, hey. I started doing dance moves. Like, this is what they're doing, right? Like, it's called the Renegade, right? We're Renegade. This is how you do the move, right? Yeah. All right. She's gonna be looking at me crazy, like, what's wrong with this dude, man? Like, the hell, like, Dad, chill out. So I try my best with it. You know, I stay out her hair as well because she gets easily irritated. You know? So I just like, all right, my bad, baby.
What is a 10-year-old listening to these days?
Man, if I told you, you'd probably be like, what? Like,
JoJo Siwa.
She listens to everything.
Like what?
She listens to Megan Thee Stallion, of course. I don't know why. I don't know how. I mean, not saying it's a bad thing.
No, it came into her life somehow.
Like, I don't know where, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Meg.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my daughter listens to Megan Thee Stallion, what's the other artist? Of course, she likes Travis. She likes like all the artists. She likes Ben Keen. Like she listens to everything. Like,
is it only artists from Texas?
Man, listen, I don't know, man. I mean, she got a white ear too. So
I thought you were gonna say. That she's listening to like the new J Electronica.
Nah, if my daughter was in there, I was like, man, nah, I don't know. That's she's powerful minded already. I mean, she already is, but just like, okay, she's on a different type of time for a 10-year-old.
Listen, maybe your daughter is a 5%er. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe so. I don't know nothing about it. She probably got this going on at her school. I don't know. But she'd be on the phone, and every time I come in the room, she'd be on FaceTime and just gets quiet. And I'm like, oh, man, I'm bad. I might have been plotting something. I'm bad. Get out of here. And my son, however, man, he on me. He don't trip on nothing. He's like, man, what's up, Dad? You want to play some video games? Yeah, let's do it, man.
Yeah, hell yeah, Dad wants to play.
Yeah.
Come on, man. What? Never. I can never refuse a video game.
Are a lot of artists hitting you up for beats right now? Like, how is your business doing while all this is going on?
I mean, it's only like a few artists that I work with, you know, directly.
Yeah.
So it's just like, it's really not a big concern as of yet. You know what I'm saying? Even though streaming went down, what they said, like, I don't want to sound crazy, but like the percentage, I think like 3% went down.
Yeah, I saw that. Like it started in Italy, where I was looking at those numbers, and then in the U.S. as well. Like people aren't listening to music as much.
Is that right? Because home and not commuting, maybe.
Yeah.
Man, probably that, and plus, you know, I mean, I know music gets through the hard times and shit, so it's just like I don't see it being that. I just feel like it's just the streaming services are down and.
I did see that Uzi's numbers are like still like out into outer space though.
Man, because Uzi got fans in outer space. That nigga really.
Yeah, they're not affected by this.
He really knows somebody in Mars.
Right.
He really knows somebody in Mars. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I caught Uzi talking alien language one time, and I walked by him. He act like he seen a ghost and some shit, and I was like, "Oh damn!" Like I wasn't supposed to hear that. And then he started talking.
Was he FaceTiming with like your daughter?
Man, I don't know. Probably this probably a conversation about this 5% stuff, man. Like, I don't know, man. Shout out to Uzi though, because he went gold, you know, with both albums.
Yeah,
so.
Crazy.
So
it's crazy.
Him, man, he went crazy.
Cardo, what is your like your neighbor situation like? Can you see your neighbors? Do you talk to your neighbors?
Man, to be honest with you, I don't. And it's like I barely get to see my neighbors, but it'll be like once in a blue moon. But like ever since in my neighborhood, like our community, like it's just been dead. It's been quiet.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You hear cars pass by here and there, but you don't see nobody outside. You don't see nothing. And it's been hot as hell out here.
Really?
Well,
I don't know. Yeah.
Did you see how on Twitter and Instagram, like there's a bunch of people in Italy who have opened their windows, step out onto the balcony, and they'll start singing a song, and then everybody will join in. Could you do that? Maybe, like, I know you do love Celine Dion.
There you go.
Man, what? Man, what song, though?
You could do My Heart Will Go On. You could do...
My Heart Will Go On. Damn, you're freaky. Man, I don't know. I think about it, so it's coming back to me now.
Oh, that'd be big.
That's a good one. Yeah, I mean, that's epic.
All by Martian! Can't go. You gotta think about all by myself right now. Hey man, we going through this all by myself right now. We going through this together.
Yeah, there you go.
By the way, Celine was just on tour. Is there any chance that you could somehow link up with her when this is all over?
Hell yeah! Like she need to hear this right now. Hey, I'm looking for you, sweetheart. Like man.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, because she's a huge fan of our podcast.
That's right. She's listening.
She is.
Yeah.
She is. Yeah, she texted me that. You know what I'm saying? So,
well, I feel too. I feel like people can put things into the air and manifest them. So maybe that's just what Cardo's doing right now.
Man, listen, man. I'm willing and dealing. I'm telling you, man. I'm with it.
Okay.
We can make the Titanic Part 2 ever. Man, we can do this.
Have you seen...
You see how she reacted to the fan that was seeing her surrender to her?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, man. I'll never wash my hands if she ever gets hit this
one. You've seen Tom Hanks' son, Chet Hayes, right?
Yeah.
If he came into your life, if he came knocking on your door, would you provide him with some like fire?
Hot fire.
For his musical career?
I'm like, hell, what's up, my nigga? You got that. Forrest Gump money. What's that? What's up, man? What's up, man? Now, I fuck with shit. Like, he's cool. Like, I think people, you know, took it the wrong way how he was, you know, implicating the whole, you know, reggae, you know, dancehall shit. I just think that's something that he was inspired by. You got to look at people like artists like Snow, and I can't say Shaggy because Shaggy's Jamaican.
So right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. But Shaggy, he don't even sound like that. But, you know, like I said, again, he's Jamaican, so he got the right to do that. shit, they ain't like that shit, man. Like, all right, what if that y'all don't like? It's not like he's disrespecting it. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, like I said, I mean, that's just what he's inspired by.
I saw that Brocky Marciano,
bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so he just started watching Game of Thrones, I believe.
The first time?
Yeah, during quarantine.
Really?
So what show are you watching that you're just like, I cannot believe that this is like where I'm at?
I haven't been watching no shows yet. I've been playing video games with the bros. Like, that's what we've been on, like, during this whole time. Like,
wait, what video game? I mean, like, your son plays Fortnite.
Oh, my God. Games, like, my son, he plays Fortnite. That's a little boy game. They ain't no big boy shit.
Are you on Super Smash Brothers? Mario Kart?
Nah, man, I can't even. No, we on, like, the UFC. We on Call of Duty Modern Warfare. We on the DayZ.
Oh, you got the headset.
Yeah, I got Mortal Kombat. Yeah, bro, listen, man, it's real deal. Holyfield over here, man. Come on.
Yeah, I want to play. I want to play GoldenEye.
Oh, some classic shit.
But I want to do Slappers Only.
Look, we be doing that on Call of Duty. We be throwing the fists instead of guns and shit. Like, we throwing hands. Yeah, for real. Like, we play with like the whole gang. GTA. We be with everything.
Cardo, what's your shit talking game like?
Man, I'm kind of cool on it, man. I don't really do too much shit talking. Like, I let my boys do all that. Like, I'll pop out every once in a while, but I'll be like, man, I'm just funny on the mic. That's all.
While we're here, I want to talk about when we get back to the real world. Are you going to start like giving people handshakes again? And is there anyone who previously you were just like, yo, like that person's handshakes were not all that anyway?
Yeah, like, yeah, his handshake could have been better. No, I mean, right now, I see my boy, John John, the other day. Yesterday, I had to, like, you know, like, give him the side bump, like, hey, man, it's real out here. You know what I'm saying? He got a car, man, you know. And we both looked at each other like, damn, bro. Peace.
Yeah.
Drove off, nigga. It felt like a movie, dog. Like, straight up, man. No, I'm gonna learn how to do the invisible handshake shit. I got to.
Like, I feel like I'm doubling down. Bunch. I'm gonna do like ASAP handshakes for everybody.
Yeah, I think I might just do the head nod.
Yeah, no, the head nod is in.
From 6 feet.
Absolutely.
That just makes it look, seem like you want to fight.
Yeah, they're like, man, what's up with you? You sizing me up or something?
So everybody knows, man, that.
I'm just saying what's up with you. I'm just saying what's up.
Everybody knows that everything is bigger down in Texas. Are the lines bigger in Texas?
Yeah, I'll say this because, shout out to the elderly, you know, the senior citizens that's really, you know, at risk at this time.
Yeah.
I was at Tom Thumb and the line was thick. And I just seen like a bunch of like, you know, elderly people, and I'm just like, damn, this is really real.
Yeah.
And they only let the elderly in first.
Yeah,
before
yeah,
they
yeah.
let anybody. And I'm like, okay, I could respect that. Like, that's supposed to happen, you know? So it ain't been bad in my area because I'm like dead in the burbs with it.
Yeah.
So, but Costco was ridiculous.
I bet. Like, bet. So we got,
even
you know,
Walmart was a chill.
Yeah, no, we're here, obviously, in New York where things are, like, 24-7, so we can go to our grocery store that, you know, at, like, 2 a.m. and go get some stuff right there when there's no one. You don't necessarily have those 24-hour-a-day stores.
No, we don't. We got Walmart, which is cool and all, but it's just, like, you know, this shit don't be fresh all through the day.
Right.
I mean, they have shit in there sitting from early that morning and it'd be on the produce aisle for till 2 a.m., whatever. Until they refresh it, but
what do you have way too much of right now, and what do you have that you desperately need?
He has way too many exercise bikes.
No, I got the exercise bike right now. We got everything low key, like water. Like, I got too much water. I ain't gonna lie to you. Like, I went crazy on water. Like, I want to say like maybe 2 weeks ago, maybe a month damn near. And I started seeing the corona shit, and I was just like, man, the way they portraying it, like, the way it's looking, like, they make it seem like it's about to hit America, it's going to hit America hard, and,
yeah.
and like, shut down, and this and third, so I just started stocking up. My boy, he's just like, yeah, just stock up on the water. He's like, man, you got to that makes you straight. Like, it's going to get real. So I like, bet.
Wait,
I do that first thing.
Are you somebody who is, you have like a real taste for water? Like, are you somebody who can drink any kind of water, or are you somebody who's like,
no,
do Dasani?
Nah, man, I can't do Dasani. If you drink Dasani, you're just a dirty nigga. You're dirty. If you drink Aquafina and Dasani, if you drink Dasani and Aquafina together, you'll turn into like a lizard or some shit.
Yeah, but that'll help you beat the coronavirus.
Yeah, you might turn into a Cambodian snail moose or some shit. So, I don't know, dog. So, I just don't drink them waters. Like, I only drink, like, Fiji like that. Like, Fiji's not even technically all the way good water. Like, you can taste that shit. Like, Aquapana, like, is the best water to me.
What's the one that has, like, the extra, like, I don't know what it is. Like, it's like...
Alkaline,
yeah. Do you drink the alkaline water?
Essentia?
Yeah, Essentia.
Yeah, I got essential water too. I get that a lot because I like alkaline water as well. Like, you know, I keep a balance of it. I keep it upstairs and downstairs. So if I'm upstairs, I'm upstairs. I'm downstairs, I'm upstairs.
Well, by the way, this podcast is sponsored by both Aquafina and Dasani.
There you go. Turn into a lizard.
Oh,
you
my God. Hey, shout out Aquafina and Dasani, man. I need to
Cardo, you again live in Texas, and apparently your lieutenant governor is a straight up asshole.
What? Listen, bro, this guy, man, I was like, what?
So for those who don't know, he's out here saying, like, basically old people can go and die. We're trying to get the economy back, you know, running again.
But that they want to selflessly do it for the economy. Right. That you want to die for the economy.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Bro, what? He's the orange friend's, like, he's like the orange guy's friend.
Yeah.
So
fucked up.
Like, and for him to even, you know, decide to even speak that, it just shows you what we run like what our country looks like, especially our state. Like, that's like, that was below the belt. That was just like, how can you do that?
It's really awful.
Is there any chance that Texas goes blue?
I don't know, man. The way it's out here, bro, this is a very Republican state, you know? So it's just like, and it's scary at the same time how many, you know, Trump supporters is over here, bro. It's like, you know, even in my neighborhood, there's a dude with this big-ass Hummer, bro, and he has MAGA 45 on his license plate.
Jesus.
I swear to God, I was just on my bike riding, and I'm just like, and I seen it, and I was like, no way in hell that shit said that. And I went back again and it said it. I'm like, bro.
That's real, though.
It's real. Like, bro, he got real-life supporters, and I don't know how his supporters is now, you know, but we shouldn't even speak on it because it incites them to go and vote for this fuck boy, but
right.
You know, but the way we're looking right now as a country, bro, we look crazy. We look very crazy.
Well, here's hoping for a somewhat happy ending, you know what I'm saying? But in the meantime, Cardo, love hearing from you. All love to you and yours out there. Be safe,
man,
be creative, you know, be inside, you know what I'm saying? And
you too, you guys as well, because I know it's hot out there right now.
Yeah, but
yo, send a couple of Pelotons over here.
Come on, I got you, man.
Carter, we'll be checking in, all right?
All right, man. Y'all be easy out there, man.
You too. Shout out to Cardo Got Wings. Shout out to Adjua Styles. And shout out to Rory from the Joe Budden Podcast. Jeff, we back tomorrow.
We are back every single day.
As always, guys, now for real.
Sure.
We'll see you guys tomorrow.